Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nun Aleph. And we begin 5 lines from the top with the words Rabba the Rabbi Yosef. And we'll jump right into this because, as we'll see from the story, it will remind us of our discussion from yesterday's share. So Rabba the Rabbi Yosef, Havoko Ozli Beurcha. Rabba and Yosef once traveling on the road, and it was Erev Shabbos. What did they want to do? So they wanted to set up their Mokum Shvisa at a place distant to where they were. So, Amalei Rabba or Rav Yosef. So, Rabba says to Rav Yosef, I should point out that Rav Yosef is blind, so he didn't necessarily know certain things that a person might know otherwise, in terms of recognizing certain areas. So, Rabba said to Rav Yosef, let us set up, Tehei Shivisa Seinu, Tuse Dikla, Desovel Achua. They were traveling on the road, and they knew in a certain tree, at least Rabba knew a certain tree in the distance, was the place that they wanted to make their Mokum Shvisa. Which tree was this? This was a tree that was Sovil Achua. Rashi explains, Ilon Acher Hayonisma Chalov. The tree that he wanted to set up is the place where they would have their four Amos, their Dalet Amos, to be a specific specified place, like Rabbi had said in previous Shurim, was necessary, according to the opinion of Rav, for it to be good. So he therefore said, we will be underneath that specific tree, the one that has another tree adjacent to it, leaning on it. Alternatively, Yarmulay, it was the following tree that he specified, Tuse Dikla, underneath a palm tree, the Parik More Mikraga. This palm tree, Rashi says, was Toein Peris Harbe. It was filled with many fruits, and the owner would be able to sell it, Umochan, Uparea Mehamas. It was so lucrative, this tree, that he would pay off all of his tax debt from the produce that was growing on this tree. In any event, it's the same exact idea, whether it was a palm tree that had another tree leaning on it, or it was a palm tree that was a well-known palm tree for being so plentiful in terms of its fruit. It was a designated, specific palm tree. So that's what Rabba wanted to say, let us make our shvisa under that tree in the distance, because they were traveling on the road. They didn't want their shvisa to be where they were. They wanted to be further away, so they would get closer to their houses or to the town that they were going to. So now we have in the Girsan Agamara, Yodalei Mar, as a question that Rabba is asking Rav Yosef. The Marshal deletes this, I'm not sure why. In any event, Rabba is asking Rav Yosef over here, do you know this tree? And therefore, you can state that that's where you want your shvisa to be. So Rav Yosef responds, Amalei, lo yadanalei. Rav Yosef says, I'm sorry. He's a blind person and he doesn't know the tree, so he doesn't know what you're talking about. How can he set up his shvisa if he doesn't know the place? So therefore, Rabba tells Rav Yosef, Omer lei, sumo chalai. So trust in me, rely upon me to go and set up both my Mokum Shvisa as well as your Mokum Shvisa. Make me a shliach for you, so to say. Omer lei, sumo chalai. And this is allowed. We learned this in yesterday's shir, Ditanya. Rav Yosef Omer. That's the girsa that we have right now. Rav Yosef Omer. Im hayu shnayim. If two people are traveling on the road, Erev Shabbos, and it's getting dark, and they want to make their Mokum Shvisa in a mesuyam place, in a specified place, and echad makir, v'echad sheino makir, one of them knows and recognizes the place that they want to make the Mokum Shvisa, and the other one doesn't. So, what should they do? Zesh eino makir, we said that the one that doesn't know the place should give over his rishus, moser shvisaso, he give over the right to establish his makum shvisa for Shabbos to the one that does know, lemakir. And let then the makir say on behalf of both of them, zeh shamakir omer, the makir says, tehei shvisaseinu b'makum ploni. Let both of our makum shvisa be in that place. Yesterday in the girsa that we had, we said tehei shvisasi b'makum ploni, and it really should be, as the girsa says over here, tehei shvisaseinu b'makum ploni. The person who's makir is also establishing the makum shvisa for the eino makir. So this is what Rabba said to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef allows this, and therefore, let me do this for you. However, the Gemara says, by the way, velohi, that's in fact incorrect. Rav Yosef did not say this. Now, on the side, it's brought down from the Tosefta, where it says Beferish, Isa Behedja, Rav Yosef Yomer, Imayu Shnayim. Rav Yosef was in fact the author of this, but the Gemara right now is saying that that's not true. So why did Rabba say this in the name of Rav Yosef? So Lotana Lake Rav Yosef, he only gave it was a real Tosefta, but he appended it the name of Rav Yosef in order that Rav Yosef shouldn't be nervous and not rely upon it. Elakihechi de la Kaba Lomine. Rabba apparently knew that this was the accepted din in the practice, and if he just said it as a stam brisa, he was concerned, I guess, that Rav Yosef wouldn't accept it, and therefore Rav Yosef would be stuck, and he's a blind person, stuck out in where he is, And therefore, Rabba wanted to make sure that he wouldn't have any thoughts of discomfort that he's accepting this ruling. So he said in the name of Yossi. Why in the name of Yossi is it going to be that much better? Because we have a famous rule that we paskin like Rav Yossi, even against the Rabbim sometimes, because Mishum de Rav Yossi, Nimuko Imo. Rav Yossi always very medactic and careful. As Rashi says, Warren Gittin tells us, where it talks about Mona Shvachu Shel Chachamim, where it praises various rabbis, and it says about Rav Yossi, Nimuko Imo, what does this mean? Nim, his speech, Vikav. His speech is always very straight and clear. Dova Yosher, Kikav HaMashkolis, like a plumb line. So he's always very, very careful. So any statement that Rav Yossi made, you could take to the bank. That's why Rav Yossi even wins against the Rabbim, because Rav Yossi was extremely careful in any statement that he made. And therefore, Rabba wanted to reassure Rav Yossi that this is the halacha, so he said it over the name of Rav Yossi. So the obvious question is he allowed to do something like this if it's not true? So in other places, the answer that's given for this is as follows. If the person is absolutely certain that his Rebbe, or in this situation, Rav Yossi, would make such a statement, so then he's allowed to attribute it to the Rebbe, assuming he's absolutely sure that the person, the Rebbe, would have made that statement. So maybe that's the teretz over here as well. I'm really not sure. In any event, Mistamra Rabba was just trying to make Rav Yossi comfortable, and since he felt that this was the halacha, so he gave it the additional appellation that it was said over the name of Rav Yossi. Again, as I pointed out, that Tosefta actually states it beferish in the name of Rav Yossi. Then the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, where it says, "In eino makir, o sheino baki v'chule." The second part of the Mishnah was, if a person doesn't recognize a place, or he doesn't know this halacha, that you're allowed to go and state a place that you recognize to be a Mokum Shvisa, so then wherever you are is going to be your 2,000 amos. That will be your Mokum Shvisa. So the Gemara now asks an interesting question. Hani alpayim amah hechi kisivan. Where do we get this idea of 2,000 amos? Now, there is an opinion, Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that tchumma daraisa, but not 2,000 amos. He holds that tchumma daraisa, a larger amount. So most of the Mefarshim interpret this over here as a pure asmachta, and not that they're really looking for a source where it is the din daraisa that tchum is 2,000 amos, because that's not really a shita. So the simple way to understand this is the Gemara is looking for an illusion. When the rabbis set up their din, the rabbanon, of tchum being 2,000 amos, what did they base it upon? So we're actually now going to go through an extremely complicated series of gezeri shavos. So let's first read it inside, and then we'll explain it outside. The Tanya, the first pasuk says, Shvu ish tachtov, that Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people that went out to collect the mon on Shabbos, Dosan Adiran and the Chaverim of theirs, that went out to collect the mon on Shabbos, which of course didn't fall. They placed it out there, the birds ate it. That's why we honor the birds on Shabbos Shira by feeding the birds. Again, it's always a problem whether you can feed them on Shabbos or not, so people put out the food in the bird cages before Shabbos, and the bird feeders before Shabbos, and that's not a problem at all. So it says, Shvu ish tachtov, stay in your place. Now you went outside your tchum, and now you got to stay in your dalet amos. And these are Elu Arba Amos. That's where we get the Dalet Amos from. Where do we get the 2,000 Amos from? Ayetze Ishmi Makomo. The other people, they're not allowed to leave their place. And this is a reference to their place, is Elu Alpayim Amma. They're not allowed to go beyond their place, which is 2,000 Amma. Now, how do we know it's 2,000 Amma? Minolon. So now the Gemara has this five-part Gezer Rishava. Again, it's an Asmacht, according to most poskim. Amr Rechista. Rav Chista says the following, and I've read it inside, and then again I'll explain all the psukim outside. So he says this five-part Gzeirah Shavah goes as follows. Amar Rav Chista, Lamadnu Mokom Mimokom, that's Gzeirah Shavah number one, and then Mokom will be connected to Minisa, and we'll see what that is in a moment, and Nisa Minisa, that's Gzeirah Shavah number two, and then Nisa Migul is going to be connected to Gvul, we'll see what that means in a second, and Ugvul Migul, that will be Gzeirah Shavah number three, and then Ugvul Michutz, that will connect it, and then Vichutz Michutz will be Gzeirah Shavah number four. So this will be a series of five psukim with four gzeirah shavos, which I'll now explain how we got to this. So the first pasuk was Ayetze Ish Mimekomo B'Yom HaShvi, and we connect the Mimekomo to the next pasuk, V'Samti L'chom Makom Asher Yonoshama. So the gzeirah shavos is Mimekomo to Makom, and that's the first gzeirah shavos between the first two psukim. And then we connect that pasuk, the Samtil Chom Makom, has the word Yonus in it, Asher Yonus Shama. Connect that to the third pasuk, which is the Myotso Yetze Harot Seach Es Gvul Ir Miklato Asher Yonus Shama. So the second Zeru Shav is Yonus Yonus, from the second pasuk to the third pasuk. And now we take that third pasuk, which has the word gevul in it, and we attach it to the fourth pasuk through the gzeri shava. Umasa also goal adam michutz legvul ir miklato. So gvul is between the third and the fourth pasuk, and that is our third gzeri shava. And then we take the word michutz that's found in this pasuk, umasa as goal adam michutz legvul ir miklato, and we connect to the fifth pasuk, which also has the words michutz. Umados and michutz leir as pasked ma alpayim bama. So this is how we have these five sukkim. 1 to 2 has gzeri shava mimkot. 2 to 3 has Gzeir Shava Yonus Yonus, 3 to 4 has Gzeir Shava Gvul Gvul, and 4 to 5 has Michutz Michutz as Gzeir Shava. So there's a connectivity between these psukim, which ends up at the end, Umado Sam Michutz La'ir as Pas Kedmo Alpayim Boamo. So that's how we know that Mim Komo is Alpayim Boamo. That's the drasha. Again, quite a complex drasha. Mar says, why did you use that drasha? You could have used a different drasha. V'nelef mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef amah. We have another pasuk who says v'chutza. We could have learned michutz to chutza, and that's only 1,000 amah. So why don't we say that it's 1,000 amah? Shmuel says, because we prefer to done in chutz, michutz, the exact word chutz to chutz, from pasuk 4 to pasuk 5, rather than this new pasuk, which has the word v'chutza in it. V'en done chutz, michutza. Where it says, that's not the way we work Gzeir Shavah. Gzeir Shavah don't have to be exact. Why are you forcing us to learn the exact Gzeir Shavah? We learned, we learned the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, where they have the basis, we say every morning, Tonal Rabbi Shmuel, Shlosh Midas Nidresh Satorah, so they're the experts on Gzeir Shavah, which is one of the Yud Gimel Midos. And therefore, it says, Vishava Kohen, Uva Kohen. Now, you can see in Rashi, this whole drasha, I'll just get to the important parts in the Rashi, which are found about 4 lines down. And essentially, we have here a house that's Tameh. You have to do certain things to it in order to check to see if it became tar or not. And you have to take apart part of it and repatch it. And then you see if the neg got spread in the house. Again, it's a complicated, involved process. Rashi goes through it. But it uses the term to know when you're supposed to do this. It says, Uba HaKohen. And then it says, Vishav HaKohen. So, therefore, you could use this Gzeir Shavah that the words aren't even the same. Shav and Ba is the Gzeir Shavah. So it's the idea of a Gzeir Shavah. Now, a real Gzeir Shavah is only accepted midaraisa. We have a Kabbalah. These are the Gzeir Shavahs. You can't make up your own Gzeir Shavah. So we have a Kabbalah that this is an acceptable Gzeir Shavah. And it uses even different words, never mind words that are similar to each other, like chutz and chutza. Here it uses vishav and uba. And they're allowed. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. So therefore, why are you telling me chutz and chutzah is no good, shav and bar is good, so certainly chutz and chutzah is good. So our question returns, why did you pick the pasuk chutz, chutz, which is 2,000 amah, instead you should have picked chutz, chutzah, which would be 1,000 amah for the tchum. Samar says, we only can use shav and bar, we can only use a chutz and a chutzah when it's not the same, hani mili, hech de leka midi de domile. That's if you don't have the exact word, so then you're allowed to use a similar word, or even a word that's totally different, if that's the Kabbalah of the Gzeir Shavah. Aval hech de ika midi de domile. But if you have an exact word, so you have a choice here. You can make the Gzeir Shavah chutz chutz, or you can make the Gzeir Shavah chutz chutzah, so then you make it with the one that's exact. Make it chutz chutz, 2,000 amah, and not make it chutz chutzah, which would be 1,000 amah. Now we quote the Mishnah again. We have the statement that it said, Alpayim amah agulos. We have the opinion of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, who said that you figure out the tchum of a person by making his focal point where he is, and you draw a circle around him that's 4,000 amah diameter. In other words, you go from where he is 2,000 amah radius, 2,000 to the left, 2,000 to the right, and you draw a circle around the person in 2,000 amah in every direction. So the radius would be 2,000 amah, the diameter is 4,000 amah. That's how you establish the tchum. That was Rav Chanina ben Antignos, who said that you do it in a circular fashion to make the tchum. However, the Chacham said you square it off and you gain the corners. Again, by the right angle, a squared plus a squared equals c squared. Normally it's a squared, but it's b squared equals c squared. Here it's a right triangle, so a and b are the same. So the square root of the c is going to be, in this situation where it's 2,000 and 2,000, so the square root is going to be 2,800. So C is going to be 2,800. So you gain an extra 800 amas, the square root of 2, in each corner. Now, that's the opinion of the Chachamim. Where it says, if you're learning this Gzeir Shavah that we just did, so the last pasuk we explained was learned out from pas, from the corners. As Rashi says, Peos ksiv, the ksiv pas kedma, upas mashma meruba. That implies that it's a square. So what is Rabbi Yechanina ben Tiglis? If this is the source for this concept of 2,000 amas, it seems to imply that it must be a square and not a circle. Either way you look at it. If he does in fact hold this gezerishava, so then peyos kesivan. So then the corners have to be there, so it must be a square. How does he say it's a circle? No, if you say he doesn't hold the gezerishava, then where did he get the idea of 2,000 amas? Somewhere says, no, that's easy. In fact, he holds from the gezerishava. But this case is different. For shiny hocha. Why is this case different? Because the pasuk says, the Omar Kra, Zeh Yelohem Migrushe Harim. This, Zeh Yelohem. Only Lazeh Atano Saint Peos. In this situation that the pasuk is referring to, in the Arei Halavim, where you have the 2,000 area Migrushe Harim, so only here do you have to square it off. Over here do you need Peos. But every place else, such as Tchom, the Atano Saint Peos, the Shofsi Shabbos, you don't have to give them the Peos. In other words, you only have the circle. Now this is such a good proof for Rabbi Chanina ben Atignos. Gemara asked, the Rabbanu knew. What do they do? This sounds like it's a very good drasha. Zeh Yelohem, only here in the Migrushei Arim of the Levium does this apply, implying that by Tchum Shabbos it should be a circle. Rabbanu, what do? They hold from the following brisa. Tani Rabbi Chananya, Omer, learned in the brisa that Rabbi Chananya said, Kazeh Yu Kol Shovsei Shabbos. They darshan this not as a miut. Zeh Yeh, only this will be the Levium cities, but not Tchum Shabbos. They say, no, just like this. Kazeh Yu Kol Shovsei Shabbos. So they darshan in this pasuk as being marbe all other scenarios. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov takes this one step further, and he says, Hamarver Arba Amos B'Shus HaRabim. We're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos in Shus HaRabim. So this Dalet Amos, is this based upon our principle of extending the corners? So he says, yes it is. Rav Acha bar Yaakov extends this. Eino Chayev Ad Shemavir Hein the Alachson. The person is allowed to go Dalet Amos in every direction, so that means if you make a right angle, he goes forward 4 Amos, and to 90 degrees, so that is 4 Amos. So then, if you were to go draw the connectivity between them, to draw a circle there, so that would actually extend it to, by the square root of 2, which actually makes it 5 3/5 Amos. So when we say you're not allowed to walk Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah, it actually means 5 3/5 Amos, 4 times the square root of 2. And that's 5 3/5 approximately. And therefore, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, we extend this principle to not only extend the Tchum from being 2,000 Amos to 2,800 Amos, but we extend the Dalet Amos, you're not allowed to walk in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, to actually meaning that you're only over the Issa Daraisa if you walk 5 3/5 Amos. Shulchan Aruch has brought down that midrabanan, it's Patur Avolaser to walk just Dalet Amos. But the Din Daraisa is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. We pass like this, the Mechaber does at least, and he says that the Dalet Amos that we talk about carrying on Shabbos is actually 5 3/5 Amos. Now, Rapapa, Badiklam Rava. Rapapa says that we were given a Feher by Rava. He tested us with the following Shaila. Abud Rishus HaRabim. When we have a post in Rishus HaRabim, so we already learned previously in the Masechta that if it's Gavoa Yud V'Rochav Dalet, if the post is more than 10 Tvachim high, and it has a base that is 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim wide, so then it's considered a separate Rishus HaYachid, and if you were to throw something in there from the Rishus HaRabim, you'd be chayav for carrying from the Rishus HaRabim into this Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, the question that Rava asked Rapapa and the other Talmidim that were there, does this platform, Tzorechein V'Alach Sonon, does it have to have over here a square around it? When we say that it's 4 by 4 Tvachim, it literally has to be 4 by 4 Tvachim is a square, or no, could you actually have a circle that would be enclosed by a square that's 4 by 4 Tvachim? But the circle is only going to have its radius of 2 Tvachim, its diameter 4 Tvachim, so it won't have a full square around it, but it'll just be the circle around it. So that's what Rava asked Rapapa. Do we follow this? Tzorechein v'alach sonon? Olo, or not? So can you have a circle on the top there that is a 4 diameter circle, and that would qualify it being as Shepet Rishus HaYochid, even though it doesn't have the corners? Or, no, it must have the corners. It must be a 4 by 4 square. So Rapapa says, I and all the other Tamidim, it's plural, Varminale, we responded back to our Rebbe, Rapapa, Lav Hainu de Rav Chananya. Isn't this exactly the statement that Rav Chananya made? Rav Chananya said, Kazeh, in all situations, you call Shovsei Shabbos. So all situations implies not only Tchum Shabbos, but also apply this din over here. The Tanya, as Rav Chananya said, Rav Chananya Omer, Kazeh, you call Shovsei Shabbos. So Nistama. The Gemara is saying over here that the Talmidim answered to Rav Papa, the Talmidim answered to Rava, the Rebbe, that a circular four diameter circle on the top of this post in the Rishus HaRabim would not be considered Rishus HaYachid. You'd have to have an actual square, 4x4 Tvachim. Now we quote the next piece of our Mishnah where it said, "Bzeu shamir ani ma'ariv baraglov." In this situation, we said that ani is allowed to be ma'ariv with his feet, and Amar Rav Meir anu and lanu ela ani. He says this only applies to an ani v'chule. And we're going to discuss now this Mishnah back from Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, and we'll discuss this as we go through the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to start off and tell us the two versions how to understand the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. So the first version is Rav Nachman, the second version will be Rav Chisda. So Gemara starts off and says, Amar Rav Nachman says that the machlokis in the first part of the Mishnah there is when he says the Lashon of Bimkomi. In other words, if a person is walking and he says, this shall be my Mokum Shvisa, Bimkomi. He's not pointing to a place in the distance, but he's talking about a traveler, Erev Shabbos, who says, I want this to be my Mokum Shvisa. And on that, the Rav Meir Sava, Rav Meir said, Ikar Eruva Bapas. In general, the person is supposed to make his hair with pas. We turn to the Amud Beis. However, we have a kula here for an Ani. Rav Meir says, only for the Ani. Ani hu de'akilu rabbani lavei. The rabbi said, for an Ani, he can make his Shvisa with his own body, avalo shelo, but not for a rich person. That was Rav Meir Shita. That's the way Rav Nachman understands this. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, and it's only Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, Iker Erev Beregel, that everybody's allowed to make their Erev with their feet. Echad Ani v'Echad Asher, a rich person or a poor person. So when it says over here in the Mishnah, Avo B'Mokum Ploni, if you want to have your designation, not B'Mokumi, but B'Mokum Ploni, in a distant place, Divriakol, that everybody agrees, even Rav Yehuda, Ani in Asher Lo. That's the way Rav Nachman understands the Machlokas. And therefore, when the Mishnah said, V'zuhi sha'amru, and if you look in the Mishnah on Memtes or Mebeis, the language is, V'zuhi sha'amru, ha'oni ma'ariv baraglov. So, in that situation, who's the author? Man k'tani la, that's Rav Meir. Rav Meir is the one that says that you're only allowed to go and make the Erev with your feet. And on what situation? V'ahai koi, or v'heichel koi, Rashi has the gear, so the Bach changes the gear. So on what situation is it referring to? This is talking about the person who doesn't know the designated place in the distance or doesn't know that you're allowed to do this. So, Zuhi Shamu, in this situation, it is only Rav Meir saying that the poor person can do this and not the rich person. And then later in the Mishnah, where it says, Velo Amru Ma'arvin Pas El Lahakil, what is that referring to? When it says later in the Mishnah, where it says, Velo Amru Ma'arvin Pas El Lahakil, who's author of that? Man k'tani la. That's Rav Yehuda who's talking now, because he says that a rich person is also allowed to do this. So this is the way Rav Nachman understands the machlokas in the Mishnah. Rav Chisda has a totally different way of looking at it. Rav Chisda amar, no, machlokas is not bimkomi, but the machlokas is bimokum ploni. He says the machlokas in Rav Meir Yehuda is in the distance. The Rav Meir Savar ani in or shalom. We only allow an ani to go and point to that distant place and be messiah it and say, that's where I want my mokum shvisa to be. But not a rich person. A rich person has to go put his bread over there. It's a kula that the rabbis made for a poor person. Rav Yehuda Savar says, no, this is true. Echad ani v'echad asher is allowed to point to the distance and say, I want that place to be my erev. Avu mekomi, in my place right here, everybody agrees, even Rav Meir agrees, everybody agrees that wherever you are, that establishes your Erev. That's not a problem. Now, according to Rav Chisda, how you would say the Mishnah, the Zuhi Sha'amru, where it says the Mishnah, the Zuhi Sha'amru, Ani Ma'ari Baraglov, so where does that apply? Man K'tani Lo, who says it first of all? That's Rav Meir. And on what situation, V'Heichel Koi or V'Haya Koi? That refers to Aha Mishabah Baderech V'Choshu. That's talking about the person who's traveling on the road. Only in that situation is the Ani, the traveler, allowed to do this. And then the next part of the Mishnah where it says, Lo Amu Ma'ari Pas El Lahakel, who's the author of that? Man K'tani Lo, this goes according to everybody. Divrei Yaakov, even Rav Meir allows you to do this in this situation. Certainly Rav Yehuda. So we have this machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda as to how to understand the Mishnah. Gemara is going to bring several rayas to Rav Nachman, which is, by the way the Gemara says we paskin. Tanya Kavosi, the Rav Nachman, we have a raya from a brayser to Rav Nachman's opinion, the first opinion. And the brayser reads as follows. Echad ani v'echad asher, both a poor person or a rich person are allowed to be ma'arvin b'pas. They can actually go and use pas. Everybody can use pas. And v'lo yetzei asher, however, a rich person cannot go out outside his tchum and say, I want my shvisa to be bimkomi. He can't do that. Why? We only allow ma'arvin beregel for a poor person. Only a person traveling on the road. A poor person. And therefore, he's allowed to do that. That's the strict opinion of Rav Meir. And Rav Yehuda disagrees. No. Just like Rav Nachman explained the Mishnah, that Rav Yehuda says that both an Oni and Osher can be Ma'arvin beregel. Rav Meir says only an Oni can, not an Osher. V'yetzi Osher chutz l'tchum. And an usher is allowed to go chutz l'chum and say, you're allowed to go say, this will be my place, and v'zehu ikaru shel erev. That's the essence of an erev, where you are. And as an aside, they allowed a balabais to send a shaliach with his food, biyad abdo, biyad bino, or biyad bino, biyad shlucho, with an eved, with a son, or with a shaliach. Why? To make it easier for the rich person, b'shula hakel alav. This b'raisa is exactly the way Rav Nachman understood the Mishnah. And Maisa Shehoya, Rav Yehuda tells us, Om Rav Yehuda, Maisa b'anshe beis memel, or b'anshe beis gurion, these are the people that lived in these places, Memel and Gurion, and they were in the city called Aroma. They were living in, or they had this incident occurring in Aroma. Now, what did they do? This was a shas of Rav, it was a famine, and what they did was, Shahu Mechalkin Grogros Vitzimukim, they distributed, the Grogros Vitzimukim are famous from the Gemara and Shabbos for being the classical example, even according to Rav Shimon, of something while it's being made into Grogros and Smukim that is absolute muksa. This is the dried figs and the dried grapes, the raisins, that are not yet in their full dried state, so they're absolute muksa according to Rav Shimon. But here we're talking about they're in the full dried state. They're actually fully grogros and smukim. And this is a great food. It's going to stay preserved, so it's a great food to give to aniyim in a time of a rav. So they distributed in the city of Aroma, laniyim bishnei betzores, during this period of famine, they gave it to these poor people. So people came from all around to get it. They would even come on Shabbos. Uboy naniyeh kvar shichin, vaniyeh kvar chananya, and the poor people that lived in these cities. Now, these cities were outside the tchum from Aroma, but you could make an Erev tchumim to get there. They were 4,000 amas away, so you could make an Erev tchumim at a point 2,000 amas outside of your city, of kvar shichin or kvar chananya, where these poor people lived. They made the Erev tchumim 2,000 amas away, and now they could get into Aroma, which is a further 2,000 amas distance. Umach shichin ala tchum. What do? They physically walk there to go and make their tchum. The next day, they were able to go and reach tchum of Aroma, because they're now with only 2,000 amas away, and therefore they could go get the grogers and smukim. So what do you see over here? They were allowed to go and physically be there. Everybody was allowed to physically be there, and therefore that proves Rav Nachman's point. Now, the obvious question Rashi alludes to is, but if they're poor people, so then even Rav Meir says an Oni can do this. So Rashi points out that they weren't that poor. They wouldn't fit into the qualification of being such a poor person that could take advantage of this kula. They're well enough off that they should have put bread there. So Rav Meir wouldn't allow this. But you see that we pass it over here like Rabbi Yehuda, and the standing of Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is according to the opinion of Rav Nachman. Furthermore, we have another proof to Rav Nachman. Om Rav Ashi, Rashi tells us Masnisin. Now this Masnisin means tomorrow's Shia's Mishnah. We haven't learned it yet. And this Mishnah will also be a Diyak, Nami Daika, Diktani, because it says in that Mishnah, Mishiyotze Lelech Le'ir Shema Arvin Lach. If a person goes out to a city and he's planning on making that his Mokum Shvisa. However, he changes his mind. Or Vechziro Chavero. Rashi says, Dom Rulei, his friends tell him, Eis Chamahu, Eis Tzinahu. It's either too hot or too cold to go and travel at this point in time, so go back home. So he has done something different than all the people that stayed in the town. So the Gemara there will tell us, the Mishnah there tells us, Hu Mutar Leilech, he is allowed to go make that his 2,000 tum where he wanted to, and then continue another 2,000 amos beyond that to get to the other city. However, V'chol B'nei Ha'ir Asurim, but everybody else in the city cannot go. Divi Rav Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara is going to ask, Vavinam Ba, Maishno Iu, Maishno Iu. Why is he different than everybody else? They all were in the city on Shabbos, so why does he get the extra 2,000 amas? Because he made an Erev Tchumim, and they're not considered able to make an Erev Tchumim. What's the difference? And the Gemara is going to say, Vamar Avuna, Hach Maiskin, you know what we're talking about, that this individual that we're allowing to go to the other city can go and Sheesh Lo Shnei Batim Uvenem Shnei Tchumi Shabbos. This person has a house in that other city, so he could have had his Tchum in city number one, or he can have his tchum in city number two. So Ihu, this person, Kivan the Nafkale Liorcha, since he had started to go out to travel. So when a person is traveling, Habale Oni. Person doesn't have all of his stuff. He's traveling. He doesn't have a lot of possessions. So he's halachically considered an Oni in this regard. But all the people back in the town, even if they're not very well off, they're halachically considered Ashirim. And therefore, they're not allowed to go and make their designation in that place without putting food over there. Alma, what do you see? The Gemara says, call bimakom ploni oni in or shalom. To be able to say, I want to place my mokum shvisa over there. I want to designate my mokum shvisa over there. It only works for a poor person, but not for a rich person. Oh, that's exactly where Rav Nachman learned it. Shma mina. Again, another riot Rav Nachman. Gemara then tells us, Masi l'Rav Chiya Barashi l'Chiya Barav. When Rav Chiya Barashi was learning this sugya with Chiya Barav, he was learning this Mishnah that we had been discussing on Daf Mem Tes Omid Beis. He said, in front of his father, in front of Rav, Kamei de Rav, so he said, Echod Oni, the Echod Asher, he learned it, that this applies to an Echod Oni or an Asher, they're allowed to go and designate their place, even without putting the actual food, the meals over there, according to the opinion of Rav Yehuda. So Omale Rav, so Rav tells his son, as well as Rav Chiya Barashi, he tells him, Sayim Bonami, when you finish learning this, conclude Halachak Rav Yehuda. We in fact paskin like this opinion of Rav Yehuda, according to the understanding of Rav Nachman. Now the Gemara says, Rabba bar Rav Chanan have a rogil d'ose me'artivna lepumpadisa. Maisa Shoya, Rabba bar Rav Chanan used to regularly travel from his hometown of Artivna to Pumpadisa. He turned to the Yomad Aleph, Nun Bezon Aleph. Omar, he said, while he was still in his home, Rashi says, Hoya Yoshev, Erev Shabbos Uveso, for Omer. And he would say, Shisasi Bitsinsa, Mokum Mesuyim Hoya Ben Shnei Tchumim. He would say, I want my Mokum Shvisa, I want my Tchum, my focal point to be in a certain known place in Tzinsa. Some of that's another name of a town or name of a place that he knew. And therefore, while he was sitting in his own house, he said, I want my Mokum Shvisa to be in Tzinsa. He didn't put food over there, he just designated it. And this way, Tzinsa was within 2,000 amas of Pumpadisa, and he would be able to travel from his own town of Artivna, using his focal point in Tzinsa, to Pumpadisa. Now, that's what he did. Abaye, when he found out that Rabba Bar Rav Chanan did this, so he asked him, how are you allowed to do this? That, in fact, is the opinion of Rav Chista, but we pass like Rav Nachman. So I'm like, Abaye tells him, my daitach, what are you thinking? Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, halachic Rav Yehuda, we know the famous rule, we learned it already in the Masechta several times, when you have Machlos Rav Meir Yehuda, we normally pass like Rav Yehuda, and you want to say we pass like Rav Yehuda, V'yom Rav Chista, Machlok is Mokum Ploni. And Rav Chista says that the Machlok is the Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is in regards to Mokum Ploni. And Rav Meir says, no, this doesn't work, but you're passing like Rav Yehuda, who says it does work, but that's only according to Rav Chista's understanding. V'ha, Rav Nachman, we have Rav Nachman's understanding, the Tanya Kavasi, we have a Bryce in support of it, and in fact, Rav had said, we paskin like Rav Yehuda with the understanding of Rav Nachman. So when Rabba bar Rav Chana was confronted with this argument from Abaye, he retracted. Amalei hadri ve, I retract. I no longer will do this anymore. You've convinced me that what I was doing was incorrect because I was paskining like Rav Chista and we paskin in fact like Rav Nachman and according to the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochama, Hariyamu Shavas, Yesh L'dalad Amos. We normally have a rule that wherever a person is, he has Dalet Amos, and then he starts at 2,000 Amos. So you really have 2,004 Amos in your Tchum. So does this apply as well when a person puts his bread out there? Hanose in Seiruvo, when you put your two meals out there, do you get Dalet Amos from your two meals and then start the 2,000 Amos? Or no, you just start the 2,000 Amos from the meals are. That's what Rami Bar Chama asked. Yeshlo Dalet Amos Olo. In that situation where you're using not your body, with your body you have Dalet Amos. But if you're just using the food, do you get Dalet Amos or not? So in this situation, Omar Rava, Rava said, Toshma, the following Mishnah, our Mishnah that we've been discussing from Daf Mem Tes Omid Beis said that you're only allowed to use, according to the Chachamim, an Erev with Pas to make it easier for the rich person, so he shouldn't have to physically go there. Now, the whole idea is it's a cooler for the rich person. We said, Elohokel Ala Osher. Now, if you're telling me that he doesn't have the Dalet Amos, so then, it's not much of a kula. It's a chumrah. The amos ain't low. Hai lohakel. Lahakmihu. Normally, he would have 2,004 amos. And now he only has 2,000 amos. That's not a kula. That's, in fact, a chumrah. Gemara gives the obvious teretz and says, afi lohakhi nichale. No. to say that, oh, 2004, he's losing when he only has 2,000, and that's being machmir. No, otherwise he wouldn't have it. So, it's very well worth it for the person to say, I'll lose 4 amos over here, but gain the 2,000 amos, so therefore, that is not considered a chumrah, that is still considered a huge kula. With this, we conclude today's shir.